Hey there, this is LJ coming to you from a small town in the middle of nowhere. And we are super sorry regarding the podcast delay. February got really busy and March is looking that way too. But what I was thinking of doing to say I'm sorry is to drop two episodes in the same day. So how cool is that? That being said, I'm still working on the book. We're trying to get that underway. It's still taking a little bit more time than what we thought, but we'll get there. Hopefully it comes out this year in 2024. That being said, I won't cause any further delays. That's really the news that we have for now. And we're looking into Gristholm, Chapter 1.2, The Face. It took off once Rezin marked its semi-concealed location. The cloaked figure leaned forward, appearing without arms, and disappeared into the thick brush that descended the plateau towards Newton Falls. Shit, Rezin said as he looked around. Nothing else stood out to him, save for the lack of students or anyone remotely important. He took off in a sprint towards the mysterious figure, with wanton disregard for his own safety. It's my job as the Fenris Wolf to protect those of the Nexus and the humans, so here I go, Rezin thought, as he rushed into the dense brush of the Northeast American pines, and his thoughts carried him forward. In short, the Nexus is the physical manifestation of the magic that Nexian users drew from to harness their power. There were some exceptions, like Rezin, witches, and the Shinigami, whose powers passed down through their own special instances. Rezin's was passed down by his father, witches were born Nexian users, and the Shinigami possessed their hosts. When someone drew from their power, it took some time to replenish after the fact, like water in a vase. The users would draw from the Nexus to fill up their supply. Typically, a special ceremony was required to fill a new user with the Nexus. This was called rendering and sundering, the before and after. Rezin's dad explained that the process was painful for non-users becoming Nexians. In Rezin's case, his dad simply relinquished the power to him. As the guardian of Nexians and a bridge to non-magic users, Rezin's task was simple. Keep the non-Nexians unaware of the Nexians. If a Nexian would be discovered, Rezin would either wipe out the Nexian or clean up the Nexian's mess. The majority of the time, it was usually the latter. Rezin let his wolf instincts take over, shoving aside foliage and smaller trees to keep pace with the robed figure. The figure's lithe body dashed in between the trees like a geriatric through the water at their aerobics class. It shouldn't be that easy, but it was met with little to no resistance. Rezin howled at the figure. His jaw dropped as he saw the figure lift up his leg as if to body slam someone, before grabbing onto the raised leg. With enough follow-through, the robed figure spun and vanished into thin air. The last thing Rezin saw was the face disappear. Rezin panted as he came to a stop. God, he leaned against a tree as he caught his breath. How is that possible? He shook his head as Dylan's early morning broadcast came over his earpiece. Good morning, Gristholm. Cheers to the 5 a.m.ers who are getting up early, shoving off their grogginess for the full first fun-filled day of spring semester. My name is Dylan Derringer, your humble steward of radio broadcasting, and this is my program. The men's and women's basketball teams are taking on the arch rivals, Billings, this Saturday night. Please be sure to attend the game at 7 p.m. in either your full goose costume or your school apparel. The spring semester always brings out the nerves, as anything and everything is done to make sure you're writing home about your positive experiences here on the campus. Be sure to study hard, geese, no slacking. Time waits for no one, especially the dead and the almost dead. We're sure that your hearts are racing for the Army Delt Spring Brawl. Remember, your entrance is only accepted if you're on the guest list. Time to snuggle up close to one of the Omicrons or the Delts, or buy them a coffee from the Moon's Loft to be their plus one for the event. This is your first official reminder.
With that being said, track tryouts as well as soccer tryouts and baseball and softball tryouts are next week. Prep those arms and legs for your best athleticism. Flyers are posted throughout the halls and the internet. Be sure to keep up to date on the times. Finally, the DFAC, or Dining Facility, will be serving their spring semester welcome meal tonight. Blood pudding with licorice geese are sure to tickle your fancy. The milk has been dyed red for those that are squeamish. There is also vegan and gluten-free red punch available at all serving bars. Well, that's it for me, Gristholm. Catch you on the flip side.
I hate it, Rezin said as he rubbed his earpiece in the woods.
Base to 13,
Barb's voice echoed out into the forest. Rezin took a deep breath before responding to her. He didn't want to sound out of breath. Whew. Go ahead, Base.
The betas are requesting your presence. They would like the grounds of their frat searched. Apparently, there was a noise heard that didn't sound like a human.
Copy. Rezin pinched the bridge of his nose. That lot again?
Copy that, Base Claret.
It's nearly 6 a.m. What the hell do they want right before class? Reza took off for the beta house. Rezin brushed off the random twigs and underbrush as he stepped out north of the beta house. He sighed and walked towards the betas. This had better be worth my time, he thought. I've had enough freaky shit happen to me today. He approached the decrepit-looking door and rapped on it three times. A reddish blonde-haired man opened the door. Sup? He wore boxer briefs and was naked from the waist up. Your friendly neighborhood campus safety officer is here to investigate the weird noise you heard in the woods. Oh yeah, come in. He pushed the door wide open. Rezin stepped inside to the absolute hellscape of a fraternity, mouth agape in disgust. The interior looked like a nuclear weapon had been detonated. Week old pizza boxes, empty and half empty beer cans, rows of laundry, and feminine underwear lay strewn about the frat. The ceiling fan light still worked, but it was askew in its hole, clearly damaged by some foray. Big party last night, Rezin said, the disgust slipping through his professionalism like a knife through butter. Sort of, a burly black-haired man laughed from the couch. He was leaning to one side, presumably from the missing legs of the right side of the couch.
We're just that popular.
Gotcha. Rezin started. Names? I'm Thorn Gisalt. He extended a hand, which Rezin took in a firm handshake. That's Locklear. We call him Lock for short. Up there's Brett. Rezin heard a soft feminine moan. He rolled his eyes as a woman came down the stairs throwing on a shirt and buttoning a pair of jeans. Another burly man, a little stockier than Lock, leaned over the banister. He had a crew cut with a calm face and analytical eyes. He was, to Rezin's distaste, completely naked.
Call me, yeah?
He said at the girl.
Sure,
she looked up to the security guard.
Sorry,
she said, not in the slightest bit sheepish.
I have a thing for football players.
It's fine, Rezin dismissed with a wave of his hand. Be safe. She snorted before pulling the broken door and closing it behind her. Rezin took a deep breath before looking at the three betas.
Do you have any idea how absolutely stupid your antics are?
They looked at him in disbelief.
Look, I don't have to tell you how serious it is that you're sleeping with non-magic users, but you could at least be a little more discreet. It's my job. It makes my job that much more difficult as the Fenris Wolf.
They don't know till they know. Brett winked, which caused the rest of the betas to laugh maniacally.
Listen up, Rezin started. I don't mess around with this kind of stuff. If they're dead, they're dead. If you spawn offspring or do some serious damage and they remember...
Relax, Wolf,
Locke called from the couch, scratching his beer gut.
She's Nexian. We're just messing with you.
Just Zetas, Thorne laughed.
Zeta toes,
he shouted to the hall. The other betas echoed his chant. Rezin rubbed the palms of his hands into his eyeballs in frustration.
So, anyway, this mysterious noise. Are we going to talk about that at all?
Brett waved a hand in dismissal and returned to his bed.
Yes!
Locke got up off the couch with a grunt and walked over to the windowsill. He stopped at attention like a soldier and pointed at the window, also like a showman in the circus ring.
Last night I was but
Thorne coughed, wooing a lady, when all of a sudden we heard this noise. It sounded like the groan of a boiler, like the first year boys' boiler room. When we looked at the window, we swear that we saw a gas mask.
Gas mask?
Rezin started. Like an old-time gas mask?
Yeah, like something from World War I.
Rezin and Locke looked at Thorne.
I'm a history major. Anyway, the mask looked pretty beat up.
And I saw it too.
Weird,
Rezin said. I'm going to need to investigate this. Don't worry. Campus safety isn't going to investigate any further. I'll just say it was an animal for the report. It's no big deal.
Thanks,
the boys said in unison.
No
problem. Rezin nodded up to Brett's perch and lowered his voice. Is he sundered yet?
No, but we're looking into it. We've all been rendered, just not sundered.
Rendered? Who rendered you? Rezin looked confused.
I didn't know we had a witch on campus?
Locke and Thorne exchanged glances.
You mean you don't know?
No. Who is it? Rezin felt a pang of fear rise up in his chest. Well, every Nexian on campus knows it's Lucia Frey. Hey, y'all. Just wanted to say really quick before we hopped off here, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you're interested in other Longstrider or Gristholm-related content, we're slowly starting to build between YouTube and TikTok. You can follow us at either or with the at Longstrider Productions, and we will be hopefully posting more content to those services. Like I said, it's been really busy lately, but would really love for you to tell your enemies, tell your friends, tell anyone possible about the podcast if you enjoy it. And hopefully we can get some hype building before the book comes out. Hopefully that'll be out this year. All right. So until next episode, which I'm about to go record, peace.